This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's edition of Charlottesville Insights. On this show, we love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You can check us out on the web, jeffgaffney.com, where we have lots of podcasts. We also have that at realestate3.com. We've got videos and lots of cool real estate information for you. We also have a fan page on Facebook if you'd like to do that. Charlottesville Insights is on Facebook. And you can also follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm sending out lots of tweets throughout the week. So if you're into Twitter, check that out. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. They have an awesome website, movementmortgage.com. In fact, if you can't remember their website, you just go to realestate3.com and click on the link for Movement Mortgage. Really cool information on their website. And you can get yourself pre-qualified, which we'll talk about on this program today, the importance of being pre-qualified when you're looking to buy a home. But get yourself pre-qualified, movementmortgage.com. And make sure you check out Real Estate 3 TV. That airs every Sunday at 7 and 10 in the morning and 11:30 at night. It's on every Sunday through our good friends over at Newsplex. Well, today is another big Sunday in the early spring market. Actually, now we're into the summer market. And to shop for your new home, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions for homes that are for sale. And also, we have a lot of open houses today. Make sure you check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Got another great program for you today. We have Tim Carson back on the show with us. Tim is a top producer with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. He's a 30-year vet of the real estate industry. He's a former Car Realtor of the Year. He's also a member of the Real Estate 3 leadership team. We're going to check in with Tim on this summer real estate market. We'll also answer a ton of questions that came in this week on our Facebook fan page. But before we do that, we want to talk about this week's real estate headlines. There were three articles I want to mention. One that just came out. We see that new home sales nationally jumped 19%. That was a big number. That was for May. We've been waiting for that all year. The second article that came out was in CNN Money, and it talks about how home prices jumped nearly 11% in April. Couple of bullet points from that article. Prices are now up 22% from the bottom of the market 3 years ago, but they're still 18% below the peak of the market that was back in July of 2006. There are some warning signs. Price gains are slowing in some areas, but low mortgage rates and gains in the job market should continue to help housing. The concern that's highlighted in that article and practically every other article on real estate today is that qualifying for a mortgage is still a problem and that first-time homebuyers are not yet back in force. Second article, again, this is posted on the Twitter site. It comes from Yahoo Finance. It's a pretty interesting article. Zillow's top economist nails it on the state of the housing market. In this article talks about how prices are up, but it's slowing a little bit. Starts and sales are up significantly from recent years, but are still low by historical standards, and they don't appear to be on the verge of surging higher. Zillow's top economist, this is somebody that our company follows. His name is Stan Humphries. So we really follow what Stan the man has to say about the economy, and I think he has nailed it. Here's his quote. The reality is that the market is moving from one defined by distortions, including high negative equity and constricted inventory, to one defined by fundamentals like household formation rates, jobs, and income growth. He concluded the article by saying that this is a multi-year process, but we are slowly getting back to normal. And I think he's got that right on. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break, be right back talking with Tim Carson on the summer real estate market. Don't go away.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 320 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Tim Carson. He's back with us. Tim is almost a 30-year vet of this Charlottesville real estate market, and he's a top producer every year with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. He's a former Realtor of the Year. He's got a real good grasp of what's going on in the market. Tim, we love having you on the show. Thanks for coming back.
I just love being here to chat with you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about the news first. CNN Money talked about how, I thought that was interesting, that prices are up 22% from 3 years ago. And since you're almost a 30-year vet of this real estate market, let's talk about, because we had the peak of the market back in the years 04, 05, and 06. Then, of course, we had the crash and, you know, started at the end of 08 and 09. But now the market has bumped back up. But it's still 18% below the peak, mm-hmm. but it's 22% above the trough. Mm-hmm. So we're headed in the right direction. How's that market feel to you today?
I think that we're slowly and steadily moving ahead, but I think that there's pockets in the market that are doing better than others. And I think it comes down to common sense, and people forgot some of that over the years. I also think that we're seeing a big trend for people getting back into the urban areas, wanting to be downtown. And so that you can see that downtown market, the city of Charlottesville, is very busy. And I think that middle America is popping. I feel like that 300 to 450 range is very busy and doing really well. The thing that I'm surprised by, because I have a variety of listings, as you know, I have about $9 million worth of property on the market of all types, houses from 130 to 750, lots, small commercial, investment. And that what we used to have as a starter price range is very slow right now. And I feel like that because of low interest rates and gas prices and all that the starter homes are kind of being skipped. You know, the houses under 200.
Right.
A lot of people can, with the low interest rates, jump up and get a house for 240.
Let's talk about that for a second. I was going to save that for later, but I want you led me right to it. The May statistics came out, and the numbers that I'm going to talk to you about are just Charlottesville and Albemarle, and this is a Real Estate 3 report, What's interesting, you find that 2014 compared to 2013, the numbers are almost identical, which if, as we ended 13, if you said, would you take the same numbers in 14? The answer is yes. 13 felt really good, and it was positive over 12. So we have this upward trend from 12. You had 13, now 2014, holding very even with the numbers in 2013. So that's kind of the aggregate number. But getting to your point, when you look at the year-to-date sales, okay, so there's a minor drop-off in total sales. It's 3% less sales than this year. But under 300,000, there was a fairly significant drop-off. It's almost a 10% drop-off under 300,000. And you sit there and kind of scratch your head and say, I wonder why that is. But I think it's fairly explainable. Under 300,000, it's that market of the first-time homebuyer primarily, and the investor. Mm-hmm. So you have both of them kind of swim in that market together. The first-time homebuyer, it's gotten harder for them to get a mortgage. Mm-hmm. If you use our friends at Movement Mortgage, it's not as hard as a lot of the other mortgage companies, and you can still get a mortgage, but it's harder. And I think there's also a perception there because we talk so much about it and you read so much about it. When first-time homebuyers think about a mortgage today compared to 10 years ago, they see hassle after hassle. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know what, maybe I'll just keep renting. So there's a variety of factors for the first-time homebuyer. But the other pool, the investors have slowed down a little bit under 300,000, and you ask the reason, well, why is that? And part of it is there is not nearly as much distress. You know, the investors love that distress stuff. They love to get a deal. That's what they're looking for.
That's
they're
right.
not really looking for home sweet home. They're
no.
looking for a return.
No.
And if they can't find the really, really good deal, the investors tend to jump out of the market. So those two together, what's your take on that? You feel the same way?
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I mean, I have a lot of investors I work with, and they're struggling to find those kind of properties right now. So we're looking at other things. I also think that one of the things to remember is who is the new first-time home buyer. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say that 40% of the market's under 35s, but the under 35s, if they have college education, have decent jobs, they're buying in the 200 to 300 range.
Right.
And with the way that the Albemarle County has created so much high-density housing, there's an abundance of townhouses, and a lot of them are buying those because they're good deals. But I think what's missing is your middle American guy who was working, not college educated, and his wife working in decent jobs, hard working people, and not being able to get a loan right now because mm-hmm. it's much more difficult.
Right.
And because so that's the market, that under 175 market. You're also seeing, but you are seeing an increase in the townhouses. You know, for example, the Four Seasons market, I've tracked those. Now I've seen some of those selling in the 140s. They were up to 190 during the boom. They crashed to 100. They're coming back out. So there's definitely a trend where things are slowly but surely coming back.
We're talking with Tim Carson, a top producer with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 and a former Realtor of the Year with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Tim, in your opinion, how have the buyers changed from the before the crash, you know, so we're talking 2004, 5, and 6, buyer behavior there, and then you had, you know, the big drop-off, and now you have the bounce back. And so you look at the buyers of 2013, 2014. Are buyers behaving the same way? Are they looking for the same product? Are they looking for smaller? Are they back looking for bigs? What do you think in terms of buyer behavior? What do you see there with a lot of your clientele?
I think prior to that, there was some reckless, positive optimism in buying a home. I think now people are more realistic. They're being a little more conservative, and they are using common sense. Mm-hmm. You know, common sense dictates most of what happens if you look back on bad decisions.
And you don't see, I don't see buyer behavior prior to 2009, and really at its peak, 4, 5, and 6, you saw the buyer willing to flirt with being over leveraged
mm-hmm.
because they could.
Right.
And now you don't see that flirtation with over-leverage because they can't.
That's right.
The market is kind of, the mortgage market has prohibited that. And so although these numbers show me that, and you and I know that jumbo mortgages are now back at the highest rate now in terms of usage, highest rate of usage any time since 04, 05, and 06. So the jumbo mortgage, anything over $417,000, it disappeared during the crash. It's back. It's come back pretty good. The rates are really good. And we are seeing a pickup in sales in that $300,000 to $600,000 price range.
Right. The problem is there's also another lending issue at $650,000. You know, that's kind of the cap on those. So there's a year of inventory between 650 and 8. That market's a little weird right now.
Right.
So I think under that, things are popping. The other thing, and real quickly, I'd like to mention, I think the interesting thing for me is I think if you always take it back to the human element, that's what's going on now from before. Before this, people bought based on certain buying motives. For example, love of family, prestige, investment, having a home. Now, people are just scared to death because of the news, all the failures in the market, and so there's a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety from buyers, and they're trying to get the best deal, and why wouldn't they?
And that's the tough thing for any of our listeners who are selling a property. It's so easy for today for a buyer to, for whatever reason, and it has been for the past few years, but you see a lot of contracts fall through, and a lot of that is due to the confidence of the buyer is lacking a little bit. And if they see something like a tough home inspection, or if they see anything resembling mold, or they have questions about the appraisal, or financing becomes challenges, you see the buyers pull out regularly, and they reconcile it with the phrase that unfortunately you and I hear on a regular basis, where they'll reconcile, the buyer that pulls out of the contract reconciles it with, I guess it just wasn't meant to be.
Right.
And once they say that, you know, the deal is pretty much over. All the emotion is pulled out from the buyer and they regroup. Not saying that they don't buy something else, but this is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking with Tim Carson. We're going to pick up on some of the Charlottesville and Albemarle sales stats, and we're going to start at the 800,000 to 2 million range, which I think you'll be surprised to hear these numbers. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Tim Carson. Tim is a 30-year vet of the Charlottesville real estate market. He's a year-in, year-out top producer with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, former Realtor of the Year, pretty much won all the awards that one man can win. So, Tim, you do a great job, by the way. We want to talk about one of the bright spots in the market, which will surprise a lot of our listeners, because I think that there is this perception in the marketplace that the upper end is really, really soft. And the numbers that we're seeing for Charlottesville and Albemarle County in the price range of $800,000 to $2 million, there was a 17% uptick in sales compared to last year. And that's fairly significant. Now, the numbers aren't huge. We're talking about year-to-date Charlottesville and Albemarle County, 55 sales this year versus 47 last year. But as we kind of comb through these statistics and we're trying to make sense of the market, that's a place where you pause and go, hey, that's really a bright spot of the market. And I think most of our listeners would say that's surprising.
I agree, but I also think in that price range that the properties can be so unique and interesting and specialized that a lot of times those people, their issues with money are not as important or regulated by lenders and things. And so if they want to buy something, they buy it. I also think the comment that you and I had earlier is true. I think that market was tough for a while. So it's a big uptick. And then you had a thought on that as well that was relevant.
Well, I think a lot, you know, the good news is that those sales in 800,000 to 2 million is up 17%. And I'd like to just kind of stop it there. But you do have to look at the other side and say a lot of the homes that sell in that price range at one time were worth a whole lot more than that.
Yes.
In other words, we're seeing homes sell today at $1.6 million, which is great. In real estate world, you almost want to spike the football when you see a sale at $1.6 million. But if you went back and looked at the historical data of that home, at 2006, the county assessment on that was probably was over $2 million.
Right.
And so it's adjusted, but it's adjusted to a real world number now. It's adjusted to a number where you can get an arm's length transaction.
Right.
And I think if any of our listeners are sellers in that 800 to 2 million price range, you have to realize that there is a market there. There is financing there. But you have to be so incredibly sharp with your price. And if it hasn't sold and you've been on the market, some of these properties are on the market 6 months to a year. Some of them been on the market 3 years.
Right.
You really have to get realistic on that number, and you have to be a great deal, or the buyer has, there's ample supply. Mm-hmm. So the buyer can go out and just take the next one on the street.
Right.
if you're not willing to get competitive.
There's also a really good land inventory out there right now, and if you can go buy a piece of land in a similar location and build it for less money, why would you buy the existing one?
Agreed. Let's talk about new home sales. The article that just came out, Realtor Magazine, talked about how there was a 19% surge in new home sales nationally for the month of May. We haven't really seen that in Charlottesville. We haven't seen that surge of new home sales yet. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to. I think the summer is awfully good for new home sales. I think our June numbers will be very, very good. But year to date on new home sales in Charlottesville and Albemarle County, in total, it's down 7%. The big number, which you and I can talk about for a second, under 300,000, there's a big drop-off in new construction. And let's talk about that for a second. Under 300,000, most of the numbers under 300,000. I mean, it's a over 50% drop
off
in
sales
compared to last year. I think a lot of that has to do with last year, I think your builders were able to buy the dirt cheaper.
That's true.
The lots were cheaper. And the thing that nobody likes to talk about is inflation. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cost of the sticks and bricks has gone up significantly.
It really
drywall,
has.
Drywall. And then there's actually, believe it or not, pressure in the labor market. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing prices go up. And so under 300,000 last year, you were able to deliver a townhome year in, just kind of day in and day out, a lot of choices. This year, not so much.
Right. And I think there's another part that you and I have it's sort of a sore subject with us, is that I think that the some of the local ordinances and
yes.
government costs have forced the starter homes to be non-existent in the market because a builder can't build them at that price.
Right. And coupled with this, the developers, those that own dirt and have been selling lots, home sites, for the past 4 years, they've been taking it on the chin. It's been really hard for them the last 4 or 5 years. And any opportunity they get to raise the price to get back, just recapture a little bit of margin,
right. They're
doing that. And as a result of that, when you take a townhome lot from $50,000 to $60,000, it's a tremendous impact on the overall price, and it kicks you out of that starter.
And then the water and sewer hookups are probably $16,000.
And then the proffers on top
of
that that the county wants to grab from you,
and
it's hard.
What I'm having trouble understanding is why the county is so interested in this high-density housing and forcing everybody into these planned areas when there's so many good rural areas that there wouldn't create a lot of problems with the schools and the roads and the traffic. And, so that's my concern. But the other part to your new construction thing is that over the last 5 years, there's a lot less builders. So I wonder if some of those numbers don't just have to do with the fact that there's less builders.
Yes, that's a good point. Now, the good news in new home sales in Charlottesville and Albemarle is in the price range of $300,000 to $600,000. There was an over 60% increase compared to last year. A lot of different reasons for that. I like to touch on financing, but also I think that you're seeing builders today able to buy home sites in that $135,000 to $160,000 price range, and they in turn can build a really nice $450,000 to $600,000 home, and the values there are pretty incredible.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that there's also a huge demand for that price range because if you have two people, the rents have gone up so much that the low interest rates, and they are still low, even though they've ticked up a little bit, make it incredible. I mean, I just looked at a little house in Greene County, $125,000. I ran numbers on it. It was $729 a month for PITI, for everything.
Mm.
You can't rent a house for that.
No. Let's repeat that for a second, because I think there's this misconception in the marketplace that if you go to buy a home today, those first-time home buyers who've been sitting on the sidelines, some of them think that the rules have changed to the point where you have to put 20% down, and that's not true.
No.
A lot of these with the rural development loan,
you don't need any money.
You can go in, no money down.
You don't need any money.
And for less than $1,000 total payment, you can own a home.
And a decent little house. I mean, the one I just saw up there, I even told my daughter getting out of college, you know, it's only 800 square feet, two bedrooms and a bath, covered porch, three-quarter acre, 10 minutes back to Rutgersville, you know, to shopping. The payments were $650 for the principal and interest, and tax insurance put it low sevens.
Tim Carson, thanks for being on the show. We're going to have you back soon because the mid-year sales reports come out. We'll get you back next month. This is Charlottesville Insights. Have an awesome Sunday.